The next Mishnah is the 13th Mishnah in the third parak of Pirkei Avot, continuation of a variety of statements of Rabbi Hanani ben Dosa. So here we have Hu Haya Omer, Kol Sheruach HaBriot Nocheimenu, Ruach HaMakom Nocheimenu. Right, so in one in whom people delight, God delights. So the Bartanura says here, Kol Mi She'ahu Lamata, Biyadua She'ahu Lamala. Right, that again, if people have a positive image of an individual, if people look favorably upon somebody generally, that's an indication that also in Shemayim, right, also in the heavenly realm, so God also has a positive view of that person. The flip side, it says, because ein ruach habriot nochehimenu, ein ruach hamakom nochehimenu, right, that in the event that someone, in one whom people do not delight, so God is also not delight as well. Now, the Tiferet Yisrael here has an interesting comment, where he sort of links this statement in the Mishnah with a interesting passage in the Gemara in Yoma, where it says, "V'yahavta et Hashem Elokecha shehei shem shamayim mitahev al yadecha." Right, that the Mishnah, the Gemara asks the question there, what does it mean to love God? And the Gemara says that basically to love God is to cause God to become beloved through you, right, onto other people. So what exactly does that mean practically? So the Gemara says, So you have an individual who studies Torah, who's invested in ethical behavior. So he speaks nicely to people. So mahabriot omrim alav ashrei ploni shelamad Torah. Right? That people see an observant Jew deeply committed to ethical perfection and a general positive posture. So that motivates people to say, wait a second, you know, I kind of want to be like him as well. And clearly what's allowing him to become better is his involvement in Torah study. But the flip side, the Gemara says, if a person is invested in a ritual observance, if a person is invested in study, but his behavior doesn't reflect that, right? That again, people start thinking that they want to have nothing to do with that person. They associate his negative behavior with the Torah learning that he's engaged in. And they assume if Torah learning generates that type of person, I want to have nothing to do with it. So the way that Tiferet Yisrael frames the Mishnah here is he says that the statement here of Rabbi Hanani ben Dosa, right, reminds us that when it comes to Torah learning, when it comes to ritual observance, that we not only have responsibility in terms of the formalities of the law, but we have responsibility in general to remember that as observant Jews, we are effectively ambassadors of God's word to the larger Jewish world and to the larger world in general. And therefore, there's an added responsibility to ensure that the learning that we do and the mitzvah observance that we're engaged in transforms us to the point where people look at us and say, wow, that's really an incredible community. It's really an incredible individual, right? It must be that the source of their uniqueness is the Torah itself, right? That we should get to a place in terms of our own ritual observance that people assume that Torah learning is transformative and Torah learning makes somebody more ethical and more ethically aware, right? And the Mishnah basically says, if we get to that point where people associate individuals, communities with religious and ethical perfection, so in that case, we'll achieve a state where we'll be Ruach HaMakom Nochehimen, right? Well, God himself will be happy. But if the reverse is true, right? If people assume that observant Jews are, you know, very careful in particular when it comes to the etrog, when it comes to their tefillin, when it comes to taxes, and when it comes to interpersonal behavior, when it comes to just general ethical laxity. So if people start to associate that religious Jews, observant Jews, with that type of behavior, so in that case, the inverse of the Mishnah takes fold, and the idea is, Ein ruach hamakom nochehemen, right? God is very upset, because ultimately God not only demands that we comply with the law, but he insists that our compliance actually change us to the point where other people look at the Torah and say, wow, the Torah really is a source of wisdom.